I don't know what happened back there, Marty. Anyway, I'll continue here. You know, when we think of the arms of Jesus, there are a number of things that come to mind. In the book of Psalms 119 and verse 117, the Bible says, "Hold thou me, and I shall be safe." I know one thing, that wherever we are safe in the arms of Jesus. We know where he is, and he knows where we are. But isn't it remarkable how the words of this song and the music all came together for that beautiful hymn that we sing? No doubt, inspiration given for that song could have been Psalm 61:4, "I will abide in the tabernacle forever, and will trust in the shelter of thy wings." Jesus is our shelter. He is. He is a covert. I don't know if you know what a covert is or not, but it actually is a little hewn out place in the side of a mountain, and birds will often find and make nests there in that covert, and they will try to remain safe. Well, the Bible says that Christ is our covert. And when we run to him, we know that he is there for us. "Hide me under the shadow of thy wings," David said in Psalms 17 and verse 8. "Lord, hide me in the shadow of your wings." Listen to what Christ says in the book of Matthew 23 and 37. How often he says, "I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood to herself, but you were not willing." In other words, Christ is saying, "I wanted to bring you to myself, just as that hen gathers, her little chicks to herself, but you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't want me to do it." In Psalms 57:1, David said, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings," he says, "I will make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed." You know, in life, when we're going through troubles and difficulties and issues that we often face every day, we have to be reminded that God is there to lift us up. He is there to be our covert for us. "Hide me under the shadow of your wings." Think about it. Under the wings of God is tantamount to being in the arms of our Lord, Psalm 17. And then in the book of Psalm 63 and verse 7, David says, "Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice." So you can see how that phraseology is used over and over as it talks about the protection of the Almighty One and how God does protect us and he shelters us from many of the storms of life. You know, we know it is true that we go through issues in our life every day. But have you ever stopped to consider the fact that God is sparing you also many of those problems that you would face otherwise? Because you are in the arms of Jesus. David does not use this thought for the sake of novelty. He doesn't. Or just to use strained metaphors that people often use when they talk about that. But the chicks beneath the hen, how safe and how comfortable they are. I don't know if you've ever noticed a hen maybe that gathers her brood and how they all come under her wings. Well, the Bible says in the same way, metaphorically speaking, that we are under the wings of the Almighty One. And then in Matthew 23, again in verse 37, "How oft would I have gathered thy children together? I wanted to bring you to me, but you wouldn't come to me that I might protect you." And in Psalm 61, David says, "Hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my prayer." He says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is so overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me." You know, every day when I get out of bed and I think about all the things that I have to do that day, I pray to God, and I say, Lord, help me to get through this day. I know there's going to be one obstacle right after another, but I pray that you will help me and that you will guide me and lead me to the place where I need to be most, more than anything else. You know, we all should be praying that every day. God, help lead me to where I need to be. And that's what this song is really all about. I will abide in the tabernacle forever, and I will trust in the covert, that hewn out place in the mountain. Oh, God has heard my vows. You know, God's heard our vows. When we stood and we made the great confession of faith, that you believe that Jesus was the Son of God, and we took your body and we carried you up to the baptistry and baptized you into Christ, it was your making a vow or a commitment unto God to live for him. And the trial of faith is much more precious than gold, according to 2 Peter 1 and verse 7. There are four things, and I'm going to do this hurriedly, four things we all should know about the arms of Jesus and why this is so very, very important. He is our shelter when the trials of life threaten to overwhelm us. I have been around so many people in life who went through one trial right after another, and they could still wear a smile. They could still feel good about life. They hadn't lost their joy. They didn't lose their hope. They are strengthened by the power of God. And we should be as well. Trials will come. Why, Job said in Job 14, verse 1 and 2, that man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. His life emerges for a moment, and then it is taken away. And then James also talks about the fiery trials that are going to come upon us. He says, do not think it's such a strange thing that fiery trials are going to come. Hurtful trials, they're going to come in your life, but you, with God's help, will be able to get through whatever you have to face in life. For the Bible speaks of God in Hebrews 2 and 18, for in that he himself suffered, being tempted, Jesus, that is, he is able to succor them that are tempted. That God knows how to deliver the godly from the trials of life. And as I mentioned a moment ago, I think there are times when God does deliver us from many of the trials that we don't even know about. There could be a trial that is ready to emerge in your life, and you know what God does? He reaches over here and he quells it. He stops it before it becomes a trial that could draw you away from God. Do you know that every trial in this life has the potential of drawing you away from your Savior? But God knows how to deliver us. He knows the way that I take, Job said in Job 23 and verse 10. And he says, and when I have been tried, he said, I will come forth as gold, pure, no dross at all. I shall come forth as gold. That's the wonderful God that we serve. As long as we remain in his arms. Now, you don't have to stay in the arms of God if you don't want to. People choose all the time to leave God, to get away from the Lord God. But you know what? God wants us to stay in his arms. You know, some of the most beautiful, I guess you could say, depictions of Christ being a loving Savior is when he takes little children and he brings them into his lap. And he says, unless you become converted and become as this little child, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Little children. And whoever would offend a little child, it would be better. It would be better for that millstone, as we said this morning, to be put around his neck and cast into the depths of the sea. The trials that try to derail you are the very ones that will develop you, according to James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. You know, when you face a trial and you overcome that trial with God's help, don't you feel stronger? Don't you feel better in your life? I do. And like I said, every day they come, but we know that with God's help, we can be triumphant. You may not understand today or tomorrow, but eventually God will reveal why you went through everything you did. Now, he's not under obligation to do that. I'm not suggesting that. But I believe inherent within the Word of God, the Bible says that, he is going to explain to us. And I think he does. And when justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoer. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 15. And then in Psalms 119, it's the longest chapter in all of the Bible. Did you know it? And in verse 117 of that long psalm, David says, "Hold me up, and I shall be safe." I don't know how many times I've sung that song, "Safe in the Arms of Jesus," at funerals and memorial services, but it's such a beautiful song. The second verse says, "Safe from corroding care, safe from the world's temptations, sin cannot harm me there, free from the blight of sorrow, and free from the doubts and fears, only a few more trials, and only a few more tears." God is going to see us through. That's why we have confidence in God, and that's why we know that when we are in his arms, as his depicts, that you and I are saved. And that's why Fanny Crosby named that song, "Safe in the Arms of Jesus." Secondly, he is our shelter in the day of mourning. When we go through a loss, and we lose loved ones all the time, family members, mothers, fathers, children, parents, I mean, you know, we go through all of this. And when we are going through our mourning and our loss, as we say it, and our sorrow, that he is there to comfort us. And no one said it more eloquently than the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. He said, "God comforts us in all of our troubles so that we may know how to comfort other people." I tell people that all the time. You know the reason God comforts you and becomes a comforter, and it's not by accident that the Holy Spirit himself is referred to as the comforter. Well, Jesus is a comforter as well. But he comforts us not to make us comfortable necessarily, but he comforts us that we may know how to comfort other people when they're going through trials. You know, there's nothing like talking to someone who has been there, who has gone through it. And anybody that wants to talk to you about the death of a father or the death of a mother, there is no one who can talk to you more eloquently about it than someone who has experienced that very thing. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Sometimes God calms the storm, but sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms his child. Isaiah 53:4, the Bible says of Jesus, "Surely he hath borne our grief." In other words, he's touched by our grief. "And carries our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted." Just as a mother comforts her children, so God will comfort you. Isaiah 63:13. And then in chapter 14 of the book of John, listen to this. These are profound words. Jesus says, "I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come unto you." Isn't that a wonderful thought? I'm telling you, there's nothing greater than to know that our God is watching. Don't worry. God is never blind to your tears. He is never deaf to your prayers or your petitions, and he is never silent to your pains. He sees, he hears, and he will deliver when the time is right. There is safety tonight in the arms of Jesus. And last of all, he is our shelter in the day of the Lord's anger. You know, David said that the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. God does not tolerate wickedness and anger. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. That little book I quoted from it the other day to tell you that God sings in the third chapter. Well, listen here in the second chapter of Zephaniah, where the Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness and seek meekness, and it may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." He is watching out for us. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1 and verse 18. I want to close tonight with the words of Job chapter 14 and verse 13. He says to God, "Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me in secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me." You know, God has appointed for us a set time. We had a set time tonight for worship. Many of you are here tonight because of that. And I thank God that you're here tonight. I hope tonight, as we think about the arms of Jesus, that we'd want to be in those arms. That's where I want to be. I want to know that God is caring for me. It's just like a child. He runs to his mother. We should be running to our Savior. Prayer should not be a last resort. It should be priority. And if you're here tonight and you have issues going on in your life, I don't know whether you do or you don't, but I know one thing. If you do, you need to run to the Savior. Thrust yourself in his arms. And realize that as long as you are in the arms of Jesus, there is protection. He's watching over you. Dwight has selected a song of encouragement that we're going to sing. And if there be those tonight that are not Christians, that have never come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, you've never repented of sin or confessed the sweet name of Jesus, you've never been immersed in water baptism for the remission of sins, you're out of the arms of Jesus. But you can change that tonight by coming to him while we stand and while we sing.